It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you are having a tremendous Tuesday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher, and thank you to you for listening. Whether you're sitting down, laying down, standing at work, in and out of a car, delivering food, making money, helping people, protecting people, saving people, driving home, I don't know what you're doing. If you got to drive home to somebody that you don't like, my apologies. I'm sorry. I'll try my best to help you out on the way there. Anyway, we'll be hanging out for 3 hours, like I said. We've already talked about Shedeur Sanders. He's going to start the Cleveland Browns' first preseason game against the Carolina Panthers. Everybody else is hurt, and Joe Flacco is old, so they don't want to risk it. Good luck to Shedeur. Joe Burrow's going to be starting in the preseason. They've had some terrible starts to the year. Not all his fault. Team sucks. Anyway, Jordan Addison suspended the first 3 games of the regular season for that DUI last year. That's not going to help J.J. McCarthy. We're going to get into that. Kyren Williams of the Los Angeles Rams, he gets a new contract. James Cook, I guess he's looking at Kyren Williams going, where's my money? A matter of fact, in 20 minutes, we're going to have a chat with Matt Perino. He covers all things Buffalo Bills for Syracuse.com. Geno Smith has some words about people underestimating the Raiders. Good. Sure, fine. Hard Knocks debuts tonight with the Buffalo Bills. We'll talk more about Hard Knocks. Teddy Bridgewater back in the NFL. Teddy B has a job with the Bucks. That's good. Good for him. Congratulations. Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, you can always call me. 888-710-4ISN is the number. Thank you for listening on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, be smart. Be smart. Ask the smart speaker. Google, Alexa, Apple, whatever the heck it is. Siri, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, pretty easy, right? I'm at JR Sport Brief. If you want to go ahead and give me a holler. What a day, what a day, what a day. How about Joe Burrow? It's not that he needs to start. That defense stinks. They need continuity. All these teams need continuity. Like the Panthers are playing their starters. Good for them. We know that they're trying to see if Bryce Young is the guy. If Bryce Young doesn't take another step forward this year, they're going to show Bryce Young the door. And nobody's expecting them to be anything in the NFC South. But Bryce Young under Dave Canales, you're going to get one more shot before they show you the door. We got to wait and see on that. So the Panthers are going to be playing. The Bengals are going to be playing their starters. I told you the Bengals are going to be taking on the Eagles. Always got to be nice when you're the champ. You're expected to go out there and maybe do it again. Nobody's talking about the Eagles, and that's good. I give it what? A couple weeks into the regular season, people are going to start calling up. Oh, JR, there's no disrespect. The Eagles are doing this. The Eagles are doing that. Nobody's talking about the Eagles. Nobody cares, bro. If the Eagles are doing bad, that's the story. They're expected to do good. It's almost like the Buffalo Bills or the Ravens. People call up and they go, oh, nobody's talking about the Ravens. There's no news there because they're supposed to do good. Now, if they're doing bad, then, yeah, there's plenty of news there. And then even when you think about the Eagles, like, we're not even getting a quote. There's no holdouts. There's no stories. Saquon Barkley got paid. They gave him $20 million. He's on the cover of video games. Their starting quarterback. Man, there's so much controversy surrounding him, and he got nothing to do with it. Cam Newton is like, yeah, he's not a top 10 QB. And it's like, oh, it's a whole internet argument. And he just goes about his business, Jalen Hurts does. Like, nothing bothers this guy. And then you got A.J. Brown. He's just telling jokes on podcasts. So it must be nice to be an Eagles fan. What are you worried about? The answer is nothing. It was only a couple of seasons ago that people were looking at Nick Sirianni going, Sirianni hates Hurts. Hurts hates Sirianni. These guys hate each other. Now it's all kumbaya. They don't even seem to care about the fact that they won the Super Bowl. Botch at this point, what is it, 5 months ago, 6 months ago?
It is 6 months ago.
6 months, yeah. It's like in the rearview mirror for them. And I understand it's a brand new season, but it just feels like since they had their parade and Howie Roseman got hit in the head with a can, just things have been different here. A.J. Brown, he was saying, I'm not thinking about the Super Bowl. He compared it to a girlfriend or a wife or getting a new one. What?
You know, the process is still the same. You know, I think I am very blessed and fortunate to achieve and to win the Super Bowl as a team. But, you know, the process of the daily grind stays the same. And so once you kind of look at it through that lens, you know, you just got to go back to work. All that stuff is over with, you know. I like to say, you know, the Lombardi, she's not loyal. She's not loyal. So we got to go. We got to do it. We got to do it again, you know, try to win her over again.
What? Botcher, did he just call the Vince Lombardi trophy? Did he compare it to a streetwalker?
Not that dark.
Okay,
I think
okay.
It's more of just
dark.
Someone who,
any woman and a woman?
No, I'm just saying he's complaining that it switches, the winner changes every year.
Oh, okay.
So you can't get comfortable with the same person knowing that they're going to leave you.
It's like that person in Vegas looking for some big money every other day, right?
That's a little too far. It's just someone who has cheating personalities.
Personality. A cheater.
Yes.
A cheater. Okay. Vince Lombardi, God rest the soul of Vince Lombardi, but like a cheater. I get it. Okay. That's one way to look at it. I mean, we got him saying that the Vince Lombardi trophy is just switching hands every year for the most part outside of the Chiefs. And then we got the star quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Just like what, last week, 2 weeks ago, he was asked about the success. They just gave these guys this fancy new ring. You hit up, the ring has a button. I mean, we're going over the top now. The ring has a button and eagle wings pop out. It's a lot. Jalen Hurts was asked if you ever wore it. He's like, no, that's old news. Okay, bro.
Yeah, I've moved on. I moved on to the new year. You know, it's as simple as that.
Yeah. Botch, is there anything coming out of Eagles camp? Nothing, right?
Nothing of interest. They're just a bunch of weirdos.
There's
a lot of weird quotes, I would say.
Well, Nick Sirianni is typically the king of them. He does a lot of processes, less thinking, more acting, less thinking leads to more results. That was his introductory press conference, and now he's a Super Bowl champ. So he'll get a little bit of rope. Nick Sirianni is typically good for a quote. Hey, Nick, it's a new season. Your quarterback doesn't care about last year. Your star wide receiver, one of them, is just saying a Vince Lombardi trophy is like a cheating spouse or girlfriend or partner or person. Nick, how you feeling about this season?
Really, I focused on sustained success, right? What were the common denominators of different coaches that I talked to or players that I talked to or Michael Johnson, you know, other sports that, you know, that we talked to, that what were the common denominators of sustained success? And I think without getting into everything, I think there's two sides of it. You know, the main thing is it takes what it takes, right? You're going to have to be able to work extremely hard, and you're going to have to be able to overcome adversity. And you always have to be right in the moment of where you are. I think, you know, as I've done research and talked to these guys, and we've had an element of sustained success here as well.
Oh, wow. He had to talk to Michael Johnson to figure that one out. Okay. Michael Johnson going through some issues right now, trying to start up his own little track league. It sucks for him. Botcher, you said the Eagles are being weird. Why are they being weird? The quotes are weird, or are they weird?
I think they are weird, which leads to the quotes being weird, where it seems that they're a little too not focused on their success. Like, I understand you want to move forward and try to win another one, but at least acknowledge the fact that you won and are good. Like, I understand the mindset of we need to just focus on just improvement. It's weird. Just be normal. Enjoy success.
Is it really weird? I feel like we get this from every team, every season. It doesn't matter the sport. It's like, hey, we won. Now it's on to the next one. Like, you can appreciate what you've done and move forward. I know ridiculously successful people outside of sports and people who've worked in the arts and the music business. You walk into their house and you would think that they'd have plaques and trophies and Grammys and stuff. And they don't have any of that because they're just like, what I did is what I've done, and I'm on to the next thing. So it's not all that surprising. What would you prefer to hear from them? What would be normal?
I would say, so Nick Sirianni has banned the word repeat in press conferences. So you're not allowed to say that. So that's weird. That's weird already. Damn. On top of that, it seems that every single chance they're even given an opportunity to turn down bringing up last year, they do it. So you can easily say, yeah, I like my ring. I just don't like wearing it. It means a lot to me from last year, but I'm moving on to the next year. It seems that every single answer the Eagles are giving out are, yeah, don't care about last year. It means nothing. Got to move to next year.
If it comes from the boss, if it comes from Nick Sirianni, shouldn't they just follow? They're doing what he's asking them to do. And he is kind of weird. I mean, I just told you about his introductory press conference. So we know he's a little off. He's a little weird guy. If he's telling them to do these things, then the team is just following instructions. I don't want to pin that on everybody. We typically hear that from athletes. And whether they say whether they mean what they say or not, you know, we hear that all the time. Last year was last year. I'm moving on to the next one. And that's kind of boilerplate whether you won a championship or not. But, yeah, to not acknowledge it, have they acknowledged it? Have you heard something? No.
Like, they acknowledge that they won. Like, they're like, oh, we got the ring. But it's like they ask you, why aren't you wearing it? Why aren't you showing it off? He goes, yeah, it's not my type of thing. Jalen Hurts says, it's just odd. Just be like.
Who wears a championship ring, though? Nobody wears.
Oh, not to the practice. But, like, I think if they got the press conference the day they got the rings.
Who's wearing it? Nobody.
No, but, like, acknowledge that it's cool. He just kind of, like, shrugged it off like it's nothing.
Okay. I get it. I understand. But to say, well, it's obvious they want to repeat. And maybe this is, I think, for the entire team, maybe not for individuals. You know, you think about the star players. Is winning the championship last year going to Saquon's head? I don't think so. Jalen Hurts has always been, he's had the charisma of a Q-tip. None. And so I don't think that would be something that affects him. You know, A.J. Brown, I don't think so. He's just sitting around reading books. Devontae Smith. I mean, we can go through the stars. But I think it might be a good idea when you think about the entire team. Like guys who had a little bit of success and they're like, oh, well, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and repeat. I mean, if you have that trickle down effect where it's understood that what we did last year is last year, we need to try to do it again. I don't think for the entire team, 1-53, I don't think it's the worst mentality to have because you become complacent and then you don't win. I'm not going to be mad at them. And let's be real. Barring injury, where do you expect them to go? I expect to see them back in an NFC championship game if they're healthy.
Yes, they should. If they're not there, it'd be disappointing.
Right. So, I mean, just. Hey, whatever keeps you grounded, whatever keeps you motivated, whatever keeps you going, I don't think we'll ever get a quote from Jalen Hurts worth a damn. Nick Sirianni will always say weird things. I didn't know he banned the word repeat. Like, that's what you want. We want to repeat. Yeah, you want to win again. We all know that. Why you got to ban the word? It's just Nick Sirianni being, in that case, I'll give you that one, Botcher. Nick Sirianni's just being, he being weird. Weird guy. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of Super Bowls, this team wishes they could say repeat. They've gone back to back to back to back to the Super Bowl and they've lost. Yeah, that's a long time ago. Damn, time flies. Anyway, we're going to have a chat with Matt Parrino about the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, there's always expectations on them. When are they finally going to get over the hump? Okay, when is James Cook going to get a contract? What is Keon Coleman going to do in his second year? Are people looking at Sean McDermott as, hey, maybe he's the problem, maybe he's the issue? So many questions. We'll have this conversation with Matt Perino on the other side. Covers all things Buffalo Bills for Syracuse.com. And then they debut on Hard Knocks. Is it going to be boring? Is it going to be fun? I hope we got some meat to the issue. We'll have this chat with Matt on the other side. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a running back who got a contract earlier today. No, it's not James Cook. It's Kyren Williams of the Los Angeles Rams. A three-year deal, $33 million total. Meanwhile, James Cook of the Buffalo Bills, he stopped working out. He's at camp, but he stopped practicing as of Sunday. Today is the debut of Hard Knocks featuring the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills expected to compete for a Super Bowl another season. They haven't gotten over that hump. What the heck is going on there? To talk all things Bills is someone who covers the team for Syracuse.com, also host of Shout the Buffalo Bills football podcast. Joining us right now is Matt Perino. Matt, how are you, man?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Now that we've seen, I don't want to say a benchmark, we know Saquon's making 20, Kyren is now making 11. We heard from James he wants to make 15 like Derrick Henry. What are your thoughts on how his deal is now going to progress now that Kyren got paid today?
Yeah, I mean, I think the good news for Bills fans that are hoping that there's a resolution here, maybe want James Cook in the fold long term, is that the two sides, the Bills and Cook's reps, have been in constant communication per general manager Brandon Bean this week. The challenge has been, you know, you're Brandon Bean, you're 9 years in the league now as a general manager. You develop relationships with a lot of these agents. Well, Zach Hiller, James Cook's rep, this is the first deal Bean has ever worked on with him. So there's a feeling out process. It's maybe a little bit more complicated than deals with other guys that have agents that the GM has worked with before. But I think what's ultimately going to happen is this is, to me, a kind of a hit to James Cook's case for why he should make $15 million, because Kyren Williams has put up just as good, if not better, numbers over a three-year period than Cook. And the big holdup, I think, on the Bills' end, Cook is not necessarily a three-down back. He might be able to become that, but to this point, if you think back to the Kansas City game last year in the playoffs, Cook was the best player not named Josh Allen for the Bills offensively in that game. The problem is, on that last series, when they had to have it, James Cook wasn't on the field because the Bills can't rely upon him as a pass blocker. And, you know, sometimes his hands as a pass catcher have been a question mark over the course of his career.
Yeah, Matt, I think about his size. Of course, he's trying to capitalize on a career year. What do you have, 18, 19 touchdowns? You want to make your money off of that. But a guy who's 5'10", 5'11", less than 200 pounds, I mean, how much of an investment do I want to make in him long term, you know?
Yeah, and it's complicated even more so because when they drafted him, I'll never forget the night. It was an interesting press conference. They drafted a running back in the second round, and all Brandon Bean wanted to talk about is what he can do as a receiver. And he's, you know, evolved into the lead back for the Bills, and what he did between the tackles behind what has become one of the top offensive lines in the league last year, it was impressive, and it's worth considering what he means to this offense. But you also have to figure, okay, takes a lot of pressure off of you as a running back when you play next to Josh Allen, who is as good as he is as a passer, but just as good as a runner. And so I think that puts defenses in binds. I think James Cook, receivers, tight ends, offensive linemen, they all benefit from that. And then you talk about this offensive line, which, you know, Aaron Cromer is the offensive line coach here. If you remember back when the Rams made their first Super Bowl run, late 2010s, you know, Todd Gurley era, that was Aaron Cromer's offensive line that he built there in front of Gurley. So he's done this before. He's done it again in Buffalo. They're paying a lot of their offensive linemen. They're really, really good up front. And so you just got to do the math and balance it out. And it's a tough decision.
Matt Perino covers all things Buffalo Bills for Syracuse.com. when you think about the offense, you had mentioned the weapons, everybody being a beneficiary. What's the deal with Khalil Shakir? How has Keon Coleman looked in his second camp? How are some of these weapons evolving?
So, yeah, Shakir is about as important as anybody in this offense. He's dealing with a high ankle sprain, which whenever you hear that in football, it's worrisome because, you know, sometimes those things can linger throughout an entire season. And sometimes guys try to come back a little bit too early from that injury, and they're never quite right all season long. And he, like I mentioned, he's super important. He's that safety valve for Allen. In terms of Coleman, listen, the lack of attention at the position in free agency, in the draft, obviously they brought in Josh Palmer. They're very high on him from the Chargers, but that wasn't a blockbuster type of move. They basically stood pat, right? Like they lost Amari Cooper. They lost Mac Hollins. They bring in Josh Palmer. All of that to say they believe in Keon Coleman. They think that this guy was a first-round talent last year. He doesn't get crazy separation, but he's big. He's physical. He's very feisty at the catch point. And I think that they think he's going to be the wide receiver one and evolve into that this year. They need him to, because you look across this offense, there's question marks at the tight end position. Dalton Kincaid, they drafted him in the first round a couple years ago, has a great rookie season, takes a step back the next year. They're high on him still, but there's not a bevy of household names in this offense. And this is an offense that was at one time led by Stephon Diggs, and how easy that made life on Josh Allen. They're looking for the next iteration of that. Cook's very important to this thing. Shakir, I mentioned already, he's so good, but Keon Coleman has a chance to be the guy in this offense. He's had a spectacular camp, but we've been here before, right? Like, you got to do it when the lights come on and the games start to count. He had a really good run of games before he got injured last year. And I go back to the Seattle game against Tariq Woolen, where he really just gave Woolen problems all game long. He had a really impressive touchdown in the blocking game, threw him to the ground, kind of pointed at him a little bit. He's got some swagger. Yeah. I'm definitely looking for a big season from Coleman.
How much money is he going to make off of Hard Knocks over the next month? A lot of money?
He is going to be must-see TV. I mean, if you think back to when he was drafted and the whole jacket press conference when he was talking
cookies,
about
right?
going and shopping at Macy's. Yep, stealing the cookies from Press Row there. He is a character. And, you know, everybody talks about how funny he is in the locker room. There's a couple of guys in this room. I mean, Deion Dawkins, he's about as fun of a character in the NFL that there is. And then obviously just an up-close and personal view of Josh Allen and what this team is like. And you know, they've been in the public eye for sure, right? Like they've been competing for, like you mentioned at the top, Super Bowl contender all these years. But they're kind of the quiet kind of team outside of Diggs for that season. They don't have a lot of high-profile names. And I think that you'll learn a little bit about this team over the next couple weeks.
Matt Parrino covers the Buffalo Bills. We talked a lot about the offense. They added Joey Bosa on the defense. First of all, is Joey Bosa healthy? Does he have like a hangnail or something? What's going on with him? Is he actually playing right now?
That is absolutely a great question. And right now, everything's good.
But okay, wow.
That could change on any given day. It's a on again, off again in terms of he'll practice one day. They'll give him a rest day the next day. And I think that the plan is, listen, keep this guy on ice as much as you can over the course of the summer. Get to the regular season. And then, honestly, you ratchet it up slowly. I don't think you're going to want to be in a situation where you're asking him to play 50, 60, 70% of the snaps. Like, he's going to be able to, with A.J. Epenesa and Greg Rousseau here, he's going to be able to kind of, like, settle into that third defensive end role. And they're going to just hopefully keep it together long enough throughout the season to like unleash him in the playoffs. And, you know, he's rejuvenated. Sometimes when you stick around a team, it doesn't go bad necessarily. He liked his time with the Chargers, but I think to be on a true Super Bowl contender, he's saying all the right things. He seems to be revitalized. And so that's huge because they had that for a minute when they signed Von Miller. We all know what happened after the injury. It just never was the same again. So if they can keep him healthy, which is the big question, he'll definitely add some juice to the edge rush.
I hope so, because I'm like, by the time it gets cold, muscles are going to get tight. He got those big old muscles, and him in the snow, I'm like, damn it, is he going to hold up? We're We're going to see. Matt Milano, he's got an off season now here where he's healthy, right? I know also Maxwell Hairston went down. Well, what's the status on him?
Yeah, so Matt Milano, you know, again, another guy that's dealt with some injuries over the last couple of years. You don't want to jump the gun and overreact to a good summer. We got to this point last year. People were excited for him coming back. He tore his bicep.
That's right.
And so you just got to, like, be careful about getting too high and too quick. But 3 years ago, Matt Milano was about as good as an off-ball linebacker as there was in the NFL. If he can even be a fraction of that, that gives the Bills a weapon on defense. And Sean McDermott talked about how important it is to find him and have those weapons. The other one, you mentioned Maxwell Hairston. They drafted him in the first round. They had high hopes for him. He's a super speedy guy, the fastest guy in the draft. He goes and suffers a non-contact injury last week, and now it puts his status very much in question. It could have been a torn ACL, so they dodged a big bullet. But the problem is he's missing very important snaps over the course of the summer here, and now you question, will he be ready to assume any kind of consistent role when the season starts? It's a big question. He's probably not going to be ready till week one, two, maybe even as late as week three. You don't want to rush him back. And so I think that it's a big question mark. They brought in Tre'Davious White, their former All-Pro cornerback, who they had to cut for financial reasons. He struggled in L.A.
Yeah.
He was a little better in Baltimore. They're hoping that they can rely upon him until Hairston's ready. We'll see if that plan works out.
Buffalo Bills beat reporter Matt Perino is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. When you think about the expectations of this team, I mean, last year was at the foot of Harrison Butker. It's like every year is they got to stare in the face of Patrick Mahomes. Are the fans in Buffalo, are they just kind of, I don't want to say used to this. Not everybody was around 30 years ago, 30, 40 years ago. But are people looking at Sean McDermott? How do the fans kind of compartmentalize everything that's happened year after year after year?
You know, it's tough because I think there's definitely the frustration. There's a portion of the fan base, you know, that plays the blame game, and McDermott gets his fair share. And then obviously Brandon Bean, especially in recent years, it's funny because you'd think that, like, he might get a lifetime pass for finding Josh Allen after the Bills had 17 years of no playoffs and one of the laughingstock franchises in the NFL. But I feel like the heat's been turned up a bit on Brandon Bean. And there's this feeling that they're wasting the prime years of Josh Allen. The problem is, it's like any other great player, right? Like, think back to Charles Barkley back in the day when he was playing in the era of Michael Jordan. Sometimes you're just playing in an era where there's another all-time great, and Patrick Mahomes has been the kryptonite to Josh Allen. And it's not for Josh Allen not having epic performances when it matters. A lot of times it's been the defense. And so to your question, people are wondering. They overhauled their defensive line. They've brought in a couple of new pieces on defense. Is this the year that the defense can maybe hold up its end of the bargain? Because I think last season in the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles forced, I think it was 9 punts or something like 9. They stopped 9 drives, whatever the stat is. The Bills, in their last 4 playoff games against the Chiefs, have only done that 6 times. And so, like, it's got to be better. It's got to be more consistent. They have to affect the quarterback. They got to turn the ball over when it matters. They were great in turnovers last year, but when it mattered in the playoffs, it wasn't at the same level. So there's definitely some anxiety, some angst, some, just getting impatient a little bit. But again, this is, you're experiencing one of the great quarterbacks of obviously this generation, and maybe by the time he's done, one of the greatest to ever do it. And I think there's an appreciation for that amongst the fan base.
Yeah, we got to see whether or not they get over the hump. I feel like between the Bills and the Ravens, it's just, hey, let's just wait until January to see if they can get past Mahomes. And it feels like that's going to be the case again this year.
Definitely. And it's like, it's crazy to start the season with those two teams on Sunday Night Football. It could be maybe finally the preview. Maybe one of them knocks off the Chiefs, and then we get to see Baltimore and Buffalo for a chance to go to the Super Bowl, or maybe Cincinnati's in the mix there. That's the other part of this too. It's like, and this is probably something that sits with Bills fans, is like, you're not only in the era of Mahomes, but you're in the conference with all the heavy hitters. You know, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud on the come up. I mean, there are great elite quarterbacks littered throughout this conference. And then in the division, Drake May, I mean, if he has the kind of rookie season to sophomore jump that some expect, now maybe you have another one in your own division if he kind of develops and evolves into what some think he can be. So it's going to be fun, man. I cannot wait for the season to start. I mean, I feel like we spent 9 months just talking about what could be, and now we're finally at the spot where we get to see what it all means.
Yeah, sign me up. We got the first preseason game against the Giants this weekend. We got a couple more weeks until the regular season gets underway. Hey, Matt, thank you so much for the time. Tell everybody where they could follow you and all your work with the Shout Podcast, Syracuse.com. Fill us in.
At Matt Perino on all the social media platforms, the Shout Podcast. We stream live on video on YouTube. Then you can find it on the audio platforms on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get it. Appreciate you having me on, man.
Now, of course, Matt. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
Sounds good. Have a great night.
You as well. Shout outs to Matt Perino, covers all things for the Buffalo Bills. Let's see if they can finally get over that hump. I would not mind a Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, AFC Championship game. Can we get them there? Is somebody going to look at Patrick Mahomes and get him the hell up on out of there? How do the Cincinnati Bengals fit into this mix? There's so many questions. This is why they go out there and play the games. And who knows? Maybe a C.J. Stroud will bounce back in a year three. You know, all the injuries they had to deal with last season, the Texans did with their wide receivers. So thank you again to Matt Perino for coming by to talk about these Buffalo Bills. And he says it looks like James Cook, a deal is being discussed. And hopefully they'll get that done sooner than later. For the Bills fans, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side of the break, I do want to give you an update on Jordan Addison. I told you this guy has been suspended 3 games. He's going to miss some time. What does this mean for the Minnesota Vikings? And in the NFL, they're not just banning players like Addison for 3 days. The NFL is banning smelling salts. We're going to get into that on the other side, but right now we are going to get into a news flash. What's going on in the world of sports? Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you all so much to Matt Perino for joining us. Covers all things Buffalo Bills. He thinks that a contract will get done sooner than later when it comes down to James Cook. Now that Kyron Williams got a deal, he didn't ask for $15 million. He took $11 million. And so let's see where James Cook ends up on the pecking order. Kyron Williams now the 7th highest paid running back in the entire NFL when you think about a year-to-year basis. If you missed the conversation we just had with Matt Perino, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Also pretty cool. We got a little while until, tonight actually, the Buffalo Bills, they're going to be highlighted on HBO's Hard Knocks. No big storylines. James Cook is a storyline. Josh Allen, of course, he just won the MVP. He's a storyline, but he's not a quote machine. Botcher, did he get married this offseason or was it last year?
It was this offseason, but it was in secret and nobody really wanted to leak where it was.
So that'll be highlighted, right? What are the odds that Josh Allen and his wife is an actress, right?
Yes. And technically a musician, but not a great one.
Oh, nice. Okay. Good job. What type of music does she do? Pop?
She was pop. She was in the Pitch Perfect 2 movie.
Pitch Perfect. I don't know what that is. I've heard of Pitch Perfect.
The acapella movie where they're all acapella singers.
I don't know what that is. I don't know. But what are the odds that there's a shot or a scene where they're sitting at some pristine mansion overlooking some field or some mountain where Josh Allen is sitting with his wife describing the offseason? You think HBO got that shot?
I don't think so.
No?
I think he was very private about this.
He wants, so no wife, no nothing. His wife is not going to make an appearance in this. She will not utter a word.
She might be in the show, but I don't think it would be at the wedding. I think they would.
No,
do like
not
a,
the wedding. I'm saying.
I thought you were like,
at a hotel in their home in a side by side. We just got married. I'm waiting on the season, and she says 2 words, and then they cut to something else. Not from the wedding.
Okay,
no.
I thought you were like, at the fancy mansion hall, like
no.
at the wedding. No, they wouldn't do that. No. But they got a
4K camera in their house somewhere. Maybe not in their house. Of course, all these athletes are getting their homes robbed. But they're at some fancy home, and he's sitting there with his wife, and they're holding hands, and they're talking about the season, how they just got married, and now they're focusing in on football. That's the shot.
Yes, the talking head were both of them.
Yeah, on a couch.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Sitting on a couch, and they showing, they zoom in on the wedding ring for 20 seconds, and yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. All right. Because I don't know who she is. I didn't know his wife was such a big star. She was in that movie Sinners with Michael B. Jordan, right?
Yep. She was, like, I guess the second lead with Michael Jordan.
Is that the biggest movie that she's been in?
She is in the animated Spider-Man.
I don't know.
But it's animated. Pitch Perfect 2, like I said.
Never heard. No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I don't. What's her name?
Haley Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld. Okay. Well, okay, I don't know. That's why I talk about sports. I don't sit around watching movies. Good for them. We're going to be watching. Well, I'm going to sit down and watch Hard Knocks when I get out the studio. You know what? Matter of fact, when we come back at the top of the hour, yeah, we talked about how bad some of these Hard Knocks have been. They haven't been memorable. We have had some memorable Hard Knock moments. So we'll get into that next hour. Also, speaking of memorable, this is not something anybody wants to be known for. We learned earlier today that Jordan Addison is suspended. It took about a year. Got a DUI last season. The year before that, he's driving more than 100 miles per hour. And now it's punishment time for the Minnesota Vikings' number two wide receiver. Listen to the news that came down this afternoon from CBS Sports.
Breaking NFL news, the NFL suspending Jordan Addison for the first three games of the season for a violation of the league's substance abuse policy from a year ago. He was arrested in July of 24 on suspicion of DUI after being found asleep in his car near LAX, pleaded no contest to a lesser charge, so he's going to miss games against the Bears, Falcons, and Bengals if this holds up.
I mean, if you're him, what are you going to just say? Just give me two games instead of three? Maybe you get away with that. This is not good for J.J. McCarthy. I know the guy sat around in rehab last year, but J.J. McCarthy, for all intent and purposes, this is going to be his rookie season. And we saw what Sam Darnold did last year until he got to the playoffs, until he got to the end of the season. It didn't work out for him. Now he gone. He's in Seattle. Good luck. But J.J. McCarthy, to have any expectation, I don't think anybody has one, that he's going to wake up and win 14 games? Hell no. Hell no. And I understand it. You can look at them and say, oh, just get the ball to Justin Jefferson. Easier said than done. This sucks. And like I said, Jordan Addison has had a multitude of issues when it comes to a vehicle. As a matter of fact, he probably doesn't need to be driving. Okay. And not only was he sleeping in his vehicle, in his white Rolls Royce, right outside the airport in Los Angeles, he was blocking traffic. Like, that's like automatic DUI. And so his punishment from the NFL three games might be worse than what he got for driving a vehicle. 12 months probation, a $390 fine, not a big deal for him. And he has to sit down and take online courses. Bacha, is he taking the courses or somebody clicking the buttons for him?
No, I think you got to take them because it's like you have to. Sometimes there's like cameras now that have to scan your room. Like for some people take online classes, you have to like take a video of your room and say that there's no one else in there with you.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's mainly for like online tests.
How do you do this?
You have to pick up your camera or laptop. And then you have to like basically do a 360 and then up and then down.
And for the whole test? The camera's you the whole test?
No, the camera has to stay on you the whole test. Some people have like found ways to get around it by like putting Vaseline on the camera.
Vaseline.
So it blurs it, stuff like that.
Oh, wow. This sounds like something you're very familiar. Have you done this before?
No, because by the time I was graduated, we didn't have the main online classes like that anymore, but it's more of a thing now.
Wow. Yeah, I'm like, hey, if I got to take an online course, why am I taking it? You have somebody else do it. Look, Bacha, I don't know how that's going to solve anything. Did we have the discussion about the Wizinator before? We have, I think.
The what? The who what now?
The Wizinator.
Is that the person that collects the steroid tests?
Well, it's not the person. The Wizinator is a device. let's just say it is a prosthetic, okay?
Oh, yeah. I've not talked about it with you, but I know of it.
Yeah, well, good. It is a prosthetic member that you could pull out and, you know, yeah. And so, I mean, if you can get away with that in front of somebody who's supposed to be watching you do a number one, then how, of course you can fake an internet test. Like, if you can get away with doing that in front of somebody, like, taking a test on an online, of course there's a million ways around that. Come on, man.
Yeah, and this is just for being not a smart person and sleeping under the wheel, behind the wheel.
I remember, I'm trying to remember. At one point, the defensive driver's test, at one point in time, you had to go to a licensed place to do that. And then it got to the point, I've taken a defensive driver's class, and I did it online. Like, what's the big deal? I could have had somebody else sit there and do it and, you know, click a couple buttons here and there, and boom, it's done. So, I don't know. Hey, good luck to Jordan Addison. Hopefully he's not taking any shortcuts. As was mentioned, not only did he get a DUI last year, 2 years ago, he was cited for going 140 miles per hour, and he only caught a fine for that one. And so maybe he just doesn't need to drive. Minnesota Vikings, don't expect a lot this year. I'd give them nine games would be a success. I think the Vikings are coming back down to earth. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk Hard Knocks. We're going to talk about something the NFL just banned. We got a lot more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.